Welcome to First Form Pronunciation Guide. When it comes to pronunciation, the most important thing is that you be consistent with how you pronounce at home. Other than that, overemphasis on correct pronunciation is probably more likely to throw you off track than it is to really help. You're not likely to run into an ancient Roman and offend him by your mispronunciation, especially since all the pronunciation styles we have, both classical and ecclesiastical, are mostly theoretical. We don't really know how Latin sounded, since no one has survived to tell us. So, in this book, we use the ecclesiastical pronunciation loosely. When we recite grammar forms, we emphasize the endings in such a way that we ruin the accent rules and we sometimes mispronounce the vowels, just for the sake of memorization of those endings. So, for example, we will say portabimus, when we should be saying portabimus. But when you say portabimus, you almost miss the BI tense marker, which is one of the major points when you're learning the future tense. So you should read through the pronunciation guide here on page 6 and 7, but I just want to point out a couple things that will be helpful to you here in the beginning. Look at the vowels with me. The vowels A, E, I, O, U are pronounced in this system, a, e, e, o, u. Also, over on the next page, notice the accent system. This can be a confusing piece. Let me just spend a couple seconds on this. The accent in Latin, the emphasis on a syllable, can only occur in two places, the penult syllable or the antepenult syllable. And as you can see there on page 7, the penult is next to last, and the antepenult is before that. The normal thing in this text is for the accent to fall on the penult syllable. If it doesn't fall there, the only other place it can fall is the antepenult, and we will always mark that. So, in short, the rule is always accent the penult unless it's marked otherwise. There are a few other details about C and G and the nya sound for gn. Those are easier to read through than they are to be said here. So look through those, but other than that, the best rule would be mimic how we're pronouncing it here and enjoy mastering the Latin grammar, and I'll see you in lesson 1. These are the pronounced words on page 8 of the student workbook. Ambulo, oppidum, amicus, Jesus, Chelum, Regina, Scutum, Grazia, Gloria, Pugno, Nomen, Agricola, Nauta, Juvo, Laudo, Supero, Occupo, Demonstro, Scio, Servo, Nuncio.